we got to talk about this Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury fight here. And this is something that I really need brothers, black men around the world, to pay attention to this message that I'm about to give you all here. This is something that is directed primarily towards black men. I don't expect sisters to understand this. I don't expect women, period, to understand this. But when you look back at that fight, okay, we've got some lessons we got to learn from this, black men, okay? The reason why he lost that fight, because he lost it. He didn't, the fight wasn't thrown, it wasn't rigged. He got his ass handed to him. And you know why he got his ass handed to him? Because see, in life, when you are competing against other men in anything you do, you bring your A game. You don't bullshit around with your competition. You go into a fight prepared for any and everything. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't still lose, but there's a big difference between losing and falling short and having your ass handed to you the way Deontay Wilder got his ass handed to him, because he wasn't focused or prepared properly for this. And see, that's what happens when you have yes men around you. That is a very dangerous thing. If you fuck up on something, you want people around you that say, hey man, you can do better than that. That's not a good look. You don't want people around you telling you that everything you do is okay or everything you did was right. See, let me explain something to you. And a lot of this, for those of you that grew up with your fathers or uncles or grandfathers, you're already familiar with what I'm about to say. But I'm going to give you some advice that my father and grandfathers gave me and my uncles, a lot of elder men in my family. When you go into a fight, you go into it prepared to deal with that opponent as if they're equal to or better than you. No matter how hard you train, you go into that fight thinking, okay, this motherfucker is just as good as me, so I can't make a mistake, or he's better than me. Okay? Because that keeps you on the defensive. That keeps you on your toes. You're going to give everything you've got because you're not underestimating the opponent across from you. See, that's one thing we got to apply, not only in a physical fight, but in anything you do when you're competing against another group of men, black men. That's what we're going to have to start doing, man. See, all that playing and bullshitting when it's time to handle business, you got to put that to the side. Me, I can't stand that. There's a time and a place for everything. We all need entertainment. We all like to enjoy our lives. But as far as playing around when it's time to handle business, I can't stand that shit. If you got people on your team when it's time to handle business, man, and they goofing around and playing, you need to get them out of paint. No, you send them to the kitty sandbox. Because see, that's what keeps us behind a lot of times when it's time for us to get out here and handle business in any arena. But particularly looking at this fight, I'm using this to apply it across the board to the way black men, where we have to come at things in life, okay? When you got competition on the other side of you, let's look at some basic facts. This is man talk right here. Like I said, I don't expect women to understand this because they don't see competition and combat the same way we do on any level of life, whether it's actual physical combat or like in workplace or business environments. Very few women understand that. And if they do understand it, they get that understanding from men. That's what we were born to do, compete, to survive. Now let's look at a couple of basic things. In that fight, when you look at Deontay Wilder, okay, then you look at Tyson Fury. When you got the guy that's coming in from a Tyson Fury's background, even if he's a white boy, yeah, we got to go there. And that motherfucker's hungry, down and out, and they finally get a chance to shine. Okay, yeah. You barely beat the guy the first time y'all fought because he was knocking your ass down and you won by decision. But see, if Deontay Wilder was smart, he would have said, okay, this first fight, I went in here, I underestimated this guy. Shit, I thought I was going to beat him. Damn, he almost handed me my ass if it wasn't for a decision. See, that was supposed to light a fire under him. And when you agreed to fight him again, you supposed to come out with a point to prove, like, okay, motherfucker, that first fight ain't gonna be nothing like this one. I'm gonna wipe your ass up. He's supposed to study everything that happened in that first fight and came out the gate saying, "Nah, we're gonna close all that off. This ain't gonna be nothing like, you know, the first fight we had." See, he didn't come out focused. Just look at how he carried himself, you know, leading up to the fight. I mean that's not how you go into war. When you going into war against another man, competing groups of men, you put your mind in a war frame. That means you put all entertainment to the side. You change your whole demeanor. I mean, I call it going into the zero zone, because you go into a place where the only thing you are focused on is the opponent and obstacle in front of you. That's what it means to be in a warrior mindset. And he didn't have that. Now let's look at Tyson Fury. You know what he went and did? I want you all to look this up. Look at who his trainers were for this round that they fought, this fight that they fought here, this second fight. Go and look who he went and got. He went and got some brothers and some well-known brothers. I'm not even going to mention it here. I want you all to do your homework on that. See, because he knows. I'm just going to say this like it is. When you get sports, especially combat sports, where you got white guys compete against black guys, they know what kinds of lives they come from. They can talk all the shit they want and put all the friends they want. They know when they don't come from any real type of struggle. So they know that if they're going to get in contact with that, they got to get people to train them that know how to put them in that mindset. They know what places they're going to have to go to, and they will spend money to do it if they want to be the best and stand a fighting chance. Now, everybody got the jokes. They finally got their great white hope. Yeah, they did. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. Deontay Wilder is not that great of a fighter himself. Not in this undisciplined stage of his career, he's not. Because, see, if he had the right mind frame himself, let's talk about that for a minute. As a black man and a leader, you're supposed to leave yourself and have yourself in the right mind frame. But just in case any of us fall victim to our own ego and start smelling ourselves, as they say, you're supposed to have a team of people around you that say, "Hey man, listen, you on some bullshit right now. You need to get focused. You need to get your head in the game, and we're gonna help get you back to that level, because you're not there right now. You don't need people kissing your ass. You need people always pushing you to be hungry." And see, let me explain something to you. Any of us that are successful, upwardly mobile black men, let me give you all a piece of advice that I advise all of you to do from time to time. No matter how successful you are, no matter how far you go in life from where you started out from, always go back to the beginning. Why? So that you can keep fresh in your mind what it was before you got to that level of success. See, that's why a lot of people lose that inner fire and that hunger. They don't go back to square one when they didn't have any of that. It's good to put yourself in that space from time to time, because it makes you appreciative and it keeps you motivated to work hard, to always be improving. See, you gotta understand something, man. When you become the best in anything you do, if you become a champion at it or an expert at it, when you're on the top of the hill, you're not just sitting up there cool with other people below you going, "Oh, well, that motherfucker's at the top of the hill. I ain't gonna try to get up there." There's always somebody saying, "I'm gonna get up there. I'm gonna get up there where you at, and I'm gonna knock you off your square." That's what men keep in the back of their minds that are successful out here. You understand me? And I'm talking to black men right now. I'm not talking to any other group of men. I'm talking to my brothers. I want y'all to look back. This is a homework assignment I got for y'all, because see, these fights, we got to take into account in this era right here, when we see lessons in front of us. Go watch that first fight they had and compare it to this one, and you learn from that, black men. You understand me? Brothers, you learn from that shit, man. You look at the mistakes he made and apply that to life, period. Don't be thinking just because, "Okay, that's a white boy." You know how we think. We know most of them, they go head up with us. We already know what the outcome going to be most of the time. But see, when you underestimate somebody, that's what happens. You get your ass handed to you. You get surprised. You never underestimate an opponent in any type of competition. Never, ever, ever, ever. It's better to give your best and go all out and have some left in the tank and go, oh, shit, you know, that wasn't as hard as I thought it gonna be, than to fall short and be like, damn, I should have brought my A game. Because then you get a Deontay Wilder. And I'm going to say it, a lot of people going to think I'm harsh for this. He embarrassed us, man. Because, see, when you look at sports like boxing, where black men have set a standard of excellence, he embarrassed not only all the other boxers that came before him. I got to crack the joke, man. You going to get your ass handed to you by this white boy in Black History Month. Because, see, that's one thing I do. I don't play games about what really happened. He got his ass beat. And it was his fault. It was his fault. Now, let's be fair about it. Let's just say he did bring his A game and he got beat. It's one thing to lose. I'm going to say this again, like I said in the beginning of this episode here. It's one thing to lose and fall short. It's another to just get completely dominated and get your ass mopped. It was like a grown man fighting a kid, man. You know, that's embarrassing, man. And see, you only have yourself to blame because, see, I'm like this. If you do fight this guy again, you better win. You better win. And I'm going to tell you, I'm like this. If I'm Tyson Fury, I wouldn't fight him again. I'm like, nah, man, I got you. I mean, because they're going to run with that, boy. This is the great white hope for them. They've been waiting for. They ain't really had no white boy to whoop no black man's ass like this in boxing. And I can't even really name a time. They're going to run with this shit. If he's smart, I'll be like, nah, I got you. You know, that's what they're going to do, too. That's what they're going to do. I mean, you know, like I said, man, I'm not salty at Tyson Fury. I'm looking at Deontay Wilder because he didn't have to go out like that. On paper, he should have beat this guy. He had all the tools there, but he didn't come in focused. And so that's my message to you all, brothers, in this one right here. Remember, in life, you are competing against other groups of men. They are hungry. If you're not hungry, you will get eaten. Do you understand that? See, that's the thing that younger black men have to learn too, especially in this generation that wants to try to live in that post-racial society fantasy. No, you are competing against other groups of men. Your buddies that's kikiing and kaka, they are competing against you. For those of you that's out here, yeah, man, we gonna get high together, we gonna blaze up, and you party together and all of that. Yeah, you doing all of that, but they thinking about economic gain. They thinking about, you know, being in positions where you're going to be a subordinate and have to go to them to get a job. They out here trying to acquire resources, okay? Power, information. Those things. I'm gonna have to do a broadcast later on what actually constitutes power, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters out here that don't get that, particularly brothers. Y'all gonna have to start understanding what power is and how to manage power once you acquire it. I'm definitely gonna have to break that down. But that being said, a lot of people were asking me about this. I didn't really want to give my thoughts on it because, as anybody that knows me know, I'm harsh on things. I call it how I see it. He got his ass beat because of his own sloppy unpreparedness. And so I'm going to say this as I close this. Go back and study that first fight and then study the second fight that they had and get the lessons out of that. In life, when you do take an L, don't be in denial of it. You study that shit. You study it like game footage and go over every square inch of it and improve. Always stay improving, black man. Always stay improving. When you're good at something and somebody engages you, it's always good that if you engage or compete with them again, you've developed a new skill, whatever. Like, damn, I didn't know he did that. He knew how to do that. That's how you gotta be in life, okay? Always be trying to add to your repertoire in life. So that being said, black family, I hope you all get the sense of this message. I'll see you all in a future episode of the Black Ocean Podcast. Stay improving, brothers. Stay improving.